You are listening to Melbourne Lights Church Weekly Podcast.
And so we're in the middle of this great series this morning. Welcome to our visitors, if you are with us this morning, and to all the regulars, I'm glad you're here. It's good that you show up every Sunday, isn't it? And it's just wonderful to worship the King together. And thank you, Scott and team. And man, I just love that we go in the presence of God. I always say this: if you don't like worship, you're going to hate heaven. You're just going to have a hard time. Hey, Scott, because Scott's just going to rev it up even more in heaven. Amen. And we're just going to worship the King. And so get worship fit, because in heaven we're going to do a lot of that. And so we're in this series right now, What Does It Look Like to Be a Kingdom People? And my goodness, Gabby preached an incredible preach last week on Be Still and Know That I Am God. You know, one of the things that as a leadership, as an eldership, we really keen to do, where God's been pouring out His Spirit amongst us as a church, is that we want to do this move of God really well. We want to steward the things of God really well. Having been in two great moves of God, the latest one was in the 90s, Toronto Blessing, and seeing our pastor at that stage, Greg Beach, really shepherd the move of God really well. And we saw thousands coming to Christ. We saw healings, deliverance. We saw just a move of God. Again in this season, as we're seeing the Spirit pour out in incredible measure, we want to do it in a way that honors Jesus. You and I were never created to be famous. I've lost half of you already. Our job is to make Jesus famous. Our job is to deflect all glory back to Him. So whatever manifestations, whatever miracles, whatever signs and wonders, if one day we come to church and somebody brings in a coffin and we pray and the person raises back to the dead, immediately our response is worship. We want to return back to Jesus immediately the glory. As we pray for revival, can I remind us that revival is more about your personal revival before it becomes a corporate revival? Oh, that You would revive us again, Lord. And so the Spirit of God is reviving the church and bringing His Spirit. But it starts with Paul Zanardo, and it manifests into the community. So in this series, we're preaching about the kingdom of God, a kingdom people. But I want to say that any preaching, and there's a lot of emphasis on the kingdom of God right now, does not make sense if we don't reference the King of the kingdom. That He is sovereign. That no matter what happens in your life, whatever manifestations happen or don't happen, He still sits on the throne, exalted on the praises of His people. Because sometimes we are so run by emotions that if things don't happen, we start questioning the sovereignty of God. And so today I want to preach on walking in step with the Spirit. Would you open your Bibles to Galatians 5, please? Galatians 5, this is a letter, a love letter from the Apostle Paul to the church in Galatia. And I love the book of Galatians. There's incredible, incredible nuggets of faith in there. And it's a word pertinent to yesteryears, and it is to us today as we crave for revival. And so from verse 16, but I say, walk by the Spirit. Turn to the person next to you and say, please walk by the Spirit. And you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. The Greek word there is sarx, sarx. Sounds like sax, but it's sarx. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other, to keep you from doing the things you want to do. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now, the works of the flesh are evident. Put your hand up for any of these. No, I'm only joking. Hey. Put your hand up for the gifts of the Spirit. Easy, Paulie. Sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, division, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like this. I warn you, As I warned you before, that those who do these things will not inherit the kingdom of God, but the fruit of the Spirit, and now you can put your hands up. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no condemnation. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also keep in step with the Spirit. You know, I like dancing. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another to envy for each other. So I want to make 3 points today. What does it look like to walk in step with the Spirit? What does it look like to walk ahead of the Spirit? But what does it look like to walk behind the Spirit? You and I are called in this season to walk in synchronicity with the Spirit. That means hand in hand. Where he goes, I go. If he goes to the right, I go to the right. If he goes to the left, I go to the left. But my step, what's that game we used to play? You tie your leg to somebody else. Three-legged race. Every believer, every disciple of Jesus should be tied to Jesus, to walk in step with the Spirit. I like Latin American dancing. I love it. And I like the tango. But the tango, it's just two people dancing as one. And in such synchronicity, that's how the believer of Jesus in this season of revival should be going, dancing in the Spirit, two but one. And I want to remind you that in that dance, he leads. He leads. So let's look at the scripture that I just brought to us today. It says that we need to live every day when we're walking in the Spirit. Part one is this: a mature kingdom people walk in step with the Spirit. Mature sons and daughters. The Greek word there is the word huios. And it means not that we are all of a sudden matured all the time, but we are aiming to become more and more like Jesus. We're all sons and daughters of God, amen? If you're giving your life to Jesus, we're sons and daughters, but we grow in maturity. That word in the Greek is the word huios, mature sons and daughters who go about the business of the Father. They live daily in the Spirit. They trust and surrender their lives to the Holy Spirit. They live by submitting the desires of the flesh to the Lordship. All that I've just read here, we are confronted with our nature, aren't we? We want to be jealous and get even, sexual immorality, all the kind of things. But walking step in the Spirit says, no, I'm going to crucify the flesh because I want the Spirit of the living God to shine out of me, not my rubbish. And so mature sons and daughters learn to sacrifice, to bring their own ego down so the name of the Lord can be glorified. By living in repentance and submission. Repentance is a good word, isn't it? Submission to the Lordship of Christ. This move of revival that we're experiencing, this move of the Holy Spirit, God is looking for sons and daughters, not hirelings. And sons and daughters are always about the business of Jesus, are always deflecting the glory. I'm sick and tired when we hear the word, and I did this, and I did this. No, you did nothing. Jesus did it. The glory has to go back to him straight away. If you pray for somebody and they get healed, praise the Lord, but deflect it back to Jesus. You're leading somebody to Christ. It's the Spirit of God in us. Because he gets sick and tired of sharing his glory with other people. It's immaturity. Mature sons and daughters always bring the glory back to the Father. Always bring that. Always recognize that we, by nature, are broken. And so we need the Spirit of God to make us holy every day. To walk in holiness so we don't walk in arrogance. They demonstrate the fruit of walking in the Spirit daily to those around them. The fruit of the Spirit are incredible. I love that we look at the gifts of the Spirit. Amen? But I want to say that maturity is walking in the kingdom of God is by demonstrating the fruit of the Spirit in our love. How's your love odometer going? Your kindness odometer going? Your self-control odometer going? See, we look at the manifestations, but God looks at the heart. Walking in step with the Spirit means that I'm exercising daily the fruit of the Spirit. Daily. I want to say that in revival, in this move of the Holy Spirit, I want to say this, the fruit of the Spirit are just as important as all the manifestations of the Spirit. Just as, I want to say this, they're even more important. Character means everything to God. Character. At the end of the day, he won't say, "Woohoo! Look at those prophetic words you gave. I will be tested on my character. I trusted you, a group of people. I put you on an eldership called Melbourne Lights Church. How did you look after them? How did you shepherd them?" Hopefully, with integrity of heart, it says in Psalms, and with skillful hands. When we walk in unity, in step, in fellowship with the Spirit, we learn to live at peace with the mysteries and the reverence of Jesus. Are you impatient? I'm an impatient sod. I get so impatient. I want more in the Spirit. But walking in step with the Spirit means you're in the tango with the Holy Spirit. He leads and I follow. I don't go out of step. I don't go in the step. He follows and I lead. He leads and I follow. I just did that on purpose to see if the elders were listening. Can I remind us that sons and daughters that walk in step with the Spirit, Jesus is sovereign. No matter what happens, we don't question. He is sovereign. Because of his unchanging character, he's totally trustworthy. Do you trust Jesus? Do you trust him? Do you trust him in your relationship? You're trusting with your money today. Do you trust him with tomorrow? Do you trust his unchanging character? To walk in step with the Spirit means that I trust him at his word. He says it, it'll happen. Because he's trustworthy, I live in the mystery of his sovereignty, the sovereignty of God. Some are healed and some are not. Can you cope with that? Receive a prophetic word. Well, it didn't happen, so I make it happen. When I walk in step with the Spirit, I trust that if he said it, it's going to happen. If he said I'm going to get healed, I'm going to get healed. But I'm not going to try to make it happen. I don't need to help Jesus. Good morning. He is sovereign. But we need to walk in the mysteries of God. It's kind of, we live in this society that I have to rationalize everything. Sometimes I can't rationalize Jesus. He's bigger than you and I. He's sovereign. He's omnipotent, omniscient. With one word, he can heal all of us in 1 second. It's up to him. He is the Holy One of Israel. He's sovereign. I've seen God with no faith in a room heal the most incredible things. But I've been in rooms full of faith when nothing happened. Why? Because he is sovereign. And I need to live comfortable. That I am not God. I'm not Jesus. Far from it. Thank goodness. But thank God that there is a God and his name is Jesus, who does heal, who does speak prophetically, who does move in all the gifts of the Spirit that Mark just said. My job is to live humbly before the Lord and say, Lord, your will be done. Sovereign God. God moves, opens doors, and some other doors are closed. When we walk in step with the Spirit, we're in synchronicity with his heart. We spend time with the Father's heart. We understand, if he goes to the left, I go to the left. I don't kind of push him the other way. I'm not leading the dance of the Spirit. He's leading the dance. Too often, we push things because we don't think that God is moving fast enough. And we make it happen in our own power, whatever it is. And every time we make a mess of it. This move of God, can I encourage us, church, walk in step with the Spirit. And when things don't happen straight away, trust the sovereignty of God. He is the Holy One of Israel. He is El Shaddai. He is the Commander-in-Chief. He is Elohim, the sovereignty of God. Trust him at his word, because we are so focused on what I can see. If I can't see it, then God's not operating fast enough. And we manipulate God, and then we make a mess of it. This revival in Australia that we are coming into right now, can we do it really well? No longer I that lives, Paul says, but Christ that lives in me. In spite of circumstances, a kingdom people live in the mysteries because Jesus is our King and we are not. And the result? Peace, joy, power, releasing of the supernatural, as we're seeing right now. People are getting healed right now. People are getting set free. We've seen more salvations than we've ever seen. But let's always deflect it back to him. Amen? Let's do this revival really well. Can we do that? Yes. That's it. I'm going to sit down now. So that's walking in step with the Spirit. Two but one, and he leads. Isn't that beautiful? We do this. We dance. I love dancing. I love seeing a good tango. They dance. Oh, it's beautiful. But I tell you what I don't like, is then I watch people dance, and they're all over the place. He's going to the right, whatever. And that's what happens in part number two, when we walk ahead of God. We're called to walk in step with the Spirit, but sometimes when he doesn't work fast enough, we want to give Jesus a little hand. We want to manipulate the situation so we get what we want, but we forfeit the sovereignty of God. We forfeit understanding he's the Holy One of Israel, and you're not. We're sons and daughters, but he is the Holy One. When out of immaturity, we walk ahead of walking step, then we fall in all kind of problems. Are you ready? Love you. We stop trusting the sovereignty of King Jesus. We feel we need to make things happen in our own time and our own strength. We inadvertently put ourselves, others, or stuff on the throne. We start manifesting the works of the flesh and all the sins that were enlisted in Galatians 5. We try to manipulate things instead of trusting the sovereignty of King Jesus. And we leave a trail of pain and hurt behind us. When he does it, it's for his glory. When we manipulate the hand of God, we make a mess of it. Can I encourage us as we're coming into revival in Australia? Isn't that nice? Revival in Australia. Can we do this season really well? Can we stay in step, synchronicity, and dance the dance with the Spirit? A kingdom life is always and only about giving the glory to King Jesus and never taking the glory. We are not meant to be famous. Can I ask you, please, don't put people on a pedestal. Don't you do that. If they do it, they have to answer to God. But can I ask you, don't put another brother or sister on a pedestal. The only person on the throne is Jesus. Amen? When we start putting people on the throne, and I'm talking in Christian circles, oh, wow, look at that ministry. Oh, wow, let's celebrate it, but never to the place of Jesus Christ. Amen? There's room for only one person on the throne, and his name is Jesus. What happens is when we walk ahead of the Spirit, we start putting ourselves on the throne and others on the throne, and that's called idolatry. Idolatry. Job 38. Are you ready for this? Job is a dialogue between a guy called Job who lost everything, and he's having an interaction with God. And he wants to make things happen, and his mates ask him to curse God. His wife asks him to curse God. And then God has had enough of his whinging. You know, at a certain point, God gets sick and tired of our whinging. Did you know that? He says, shut up. Shut up. I am the Holy One of Israel. I am Yahweh. I created the universe. Who are you to confront me with what I can and can't do? And so we pick it up here, and this is what happens, that when we go ahead of God and we question the sovereignty of God, this is what happened when Job's mates asked him to throw away the sovereignty of God. Job 38, and I'll just read some of the verses.
Holy Ghost is in the room.
Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, always pay attention when God says, who is this who darkens counsel by words without knowledge? Now prepare yourself like a man. Other versions say, now brace yourself like a man. If you ever hear God say that to you, put your head down, put your seatbelt on, and don't move. Just kind of look around. I will question you, and you will answer me. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Tell me if you have comprehension and understanding. Who determined its measurements? Surely you know. He's being sarcastic. Or who stretched line upon it? To what were its foundations fastened? Or who laid its cornerstone when the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy? Who shut the sea with its doors when it burst forth and issued from the womb? When I made the clouds its garment and thick darkness its swaddling band? When I fixed my limit for it and set bars and doors? When I said, this far you come, but no further, and here your proud waves must stop. Have you commanded morning since days began and caused the dawn to know place, that it might take hold of the ends of the earth and the wicked be shaken out of it? It takes one form like clay under a seal and stands out like a garment. From the wicked their light is withheld and the upraised arm is broken. Have you entered the springs of the sea, or have you walked in search of its depths? Have the gates of death been revealed to you, or have you seen the doors of the shadows of death? Have you comprehended the breadth of the earth? Tell me if you know this. Can I give you some homework? Once a year, read Job 38. The sovereignty of God. When we go ahead of walking in step with the Spirit, we get out of rhythm. And you never want God to read this back to you. Amen. Little word of advice from this old boy today. Stay in step with the Spirit and let Him lead. Let the Holy Spirit lead. You follow and you do the cha-cha with Him. Or the salsa, or the paso doble with God. Beautiful. It's called the dance of the Spirit. Amen? He leads, and I follow. No, don't look at that on TV. No, don't answer to your wife that way. No, in business, no, be honest with that return. Pay your taxes on time. Do it in the Spirit. You keep your eyes closed, and you trust Him. Though I can't see, I know He's leading me. Dance of the Spirit. That's what the Trinity is called. Did you know that? The Trinity is called the dance of the Spirit because the Trinity dance as one. As one. So we can walk in step with the Spirit. We can walk ahead of God. But I want to say there's a third danger. And that's walking behind the Spirit. Walking behind the Spirit. As a result of past hurts, disappointment, poor theology, and poor biblical revelation, unfulfilled promises and prophecies, we stop trusting God and sowing to the Spirit, and we retreat. We dance in step with the Spirit. We can either make things happen, or we can say, well, the Spirit has let me down. And I give up on the Spirit altogether. And we sing the song, I did it my way. I did it my way. In this season of revival, let's be people who dance in the precise metronome of the Holy Spirit. Obey. Trust. Give. Submit. wait. He's coming. Love deeply. Forgive immediately. Stop immorality. Encourage one another. Bless one another. The metronome of the Spirit. And when you walk with that, you're dancing in step with the Spirit. But what happens when we don't? We have not understood our true identity as sons and daughters, that we are adopted into the family of King Jesus as his heirs, and we stop trusting his sovereign will. I've done that many times. I've gone out of sync. When you have a heart condition, an arrhythmia, and that means your heartbeat is going out of sync with normal sinus rhythm. Love dub, love dub, love dub, love dub, love dub. That's what the heart sounds like when you put your stethoscope. Am I right, nurses? I still remember my nursing days, 20 years. But when you have an arrhythmia, a sinus bradycardia, that means it's going too slow, or you have a tachycardia, it's going too fast, your heartbeat is all over the place, and then your body crashes. And then if you go into ventricular fibrillation, uh-oh, you need two paddles on your chest, doo-doom, to bring you back. And sometimes we need in the Spirit, doo-doom, to bring us back into perfect sinus rhythm to walk back in step with the Spirit. I wonder today if you're behind the Spirit or ahead of the Spirit and you need a doo-doom, doo-doom of the Spirit. Trust is not dependent on my feelings or my emotions, but on the immutable, unchanging nature and character of King Jesus. He's always the same. He never changes. He is love. He is good. He is trustworthy. He is faithful, whether I feel like it or not. And the key issue with this is that when things are tough, is he still your loving God? Have you been hurt? You went ahead of God, didn't happen fast enough. So you know what the result is? We should come back in the middle. No, we retreat. Now we retreat. Now we are behind God's good and perfect will. And God's saying, if you're ahead, come in the middle. If you're behind, come back in step with the Spirit. Do the dance of love with the Holy Spirit. Walk in perfect synchronicity with him. Have you stopped trusting God's good and perfect will? Maybe you don't want to get hurt again. Has anybody ever got hurt? A couple of honest people. I'll say that in English. Anybody ever get disappointed and hurt from God? We should have every hand up in the room. We have a confessional box on the way out. I'm a prophet. I know who didn't put the hand up. I'm only joking. No condemnation. But we should say, Lord, how's my heart? I looked for my old stethoscope everywhere today and I couldn't find it. But you put it on the heart. Your heart's on the left-hand side of your chest here. And you can hear it. Love dub, love dub. Love dub. Would you let the Holy Spirit right now put his stethoscope on your heart? And if it's dub, 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 come back in. If it's love, let him give you a jolt today and come back in. Maybe you're afraid to get hurt, but kingdom people trust the King. Walk in step with the Spirit. They live in a state of trusting and not shame. Are you in a constant state of shame? The Bible says there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. No condemnation. For the Spirit of life is inside of you and he releases us. See, in this season of revival, we want to walk and dance in step with the Spirit. Amen. I don't want to miss the season for quits. Are you with me? I want to see miracles. I want to see the dead raised. Amen. And the way we're going to do it is by walking in step with the Spirit, is by staying attuned with what God has for you and I. Can I encourage you today as an old brother? Don't go ahead, don't go behind. Today, come back and walk in perfect sinus rhythm. Walk again in step with the Spirit. Maybe you've got disappointed with God. Anybody ever get disappointed with God? A couple of honest people. I'll say it in English. Have you ever got disappointed with God? Of course we have. And He can cope. He can cope with that. So you know what we do? We come back in and walk in step with the Spirit. We don't go, well, He doesn't heal anymore. I didn't get healed, didn't get my husband, didn't get my wife, didn't get that pay rise. And so I'm not going to just be a grumpy old bum. Now that woke you up, didn't it? You know what we need to do? Though the fig tree doesn't blossom, though there's no food in the cupboard, still I will trust the Lord because He's sovereign. He's the Holy One of Israel. And I'm not meant to know everything. Otherwise, your name would be Jesus. But He gives us the Spirit of wisdom and revelation to walk in step with the Spirit. And the more I stand in synchronicity with the Spirit, the more I know the heart of God. And He reveals it to you because you're a son and daughter. He doesn't withhold anything, but He's still sovereign. The sovereignty of God. He's sovereign. He is the King. And I bow before Him. He bows to nobody. So how to walk in the Spirit? Are you ready? Romans chapter 8. I knew that you were going there straight away. Romans 8. Therefore. You know why it says therefore, Mark Shefson? Why? Therefore, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Isn't that beautiful? Therefore, because of all that He said before, He's now saying there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. You've gone ahead of God, come back in. Gone behind God, come back in the middle. That's simple. It's called the Lordship of Christ. Amen? And if you blow it, it's okay. Just come back in. Get a little pedal on your chest of the Holy Ghost. Ooh, should have gone there. Should have looked at that. Should have got ahead of God. Ooh, the Word of God. Come back in the middle. Yes? Get a little Holy Ghost defibrillator. I like that. Holy Ghost defibrillator. Sometimes we all need a little jolt on our hearts. Amen? We need a Holy Ghost defibrillator. Turn to the person next to you and say, do you need a Holy Ghost defibrillator today? I hate to hear what people said. For in Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life set you free from the law of sin and death. For what the law was powerless to do, in that it was weakened by flesh, God did by sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful man as an offering for sin. He thus condemned sin in the flesh, so that righteousness standard of the law might be fulfilled in us, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Amen. Those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Holy Ghost. The mind of the flesh is death, but the mind of the Spirit is life and peace. The Holy Spirit always brings peace and joy and righteousness. The mind of the flesh is death, but the mind of the Spirit is life and peace, because the mind of the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. Those controlled by the flesh cannot please God. And the flesh is ahead of God and behind God. You, Melbourne Lights Church and all of our visitors, however, are controlled not by the flesh, but by the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God lives inside of you. And if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Christ. But if Christ is in you, your body is dead because of sin, yet your spirit is alive because of righteousness. I love this. And if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, He who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give you life to your mortal bodies through His Holy Spirit who lives in you. And then the last bit, it's too good. Therefore, Brothers, we have an obligation, but it's not to the flesh to live according to it. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons and daughters. Death or life? Sons and daughters. Quite easy. I think I want to be a son and daughter of God. Amen. I choose life. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery that returns you to fear, but you received the spirit of sonship by whom we cry, Abba, Daddy. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's huios, sons and daughters. And if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. Did you get that? Co-heirs with Christ. That means that I dance in synchronicity with the Father God. That means that his heart is in my heart and my heart is in the will of God. When I walk in step with the Spirit, I get all the good stuff from Jesus. Then it says this, if we are children, that we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him. Three equations for all the mathematicians in the room. You walk in the Spirit, you inherit all that God has for us. You go ahead of God and you get out of sync with God. When we try to make things happen, are you trying to make things happen in this season? Maybe because you find God frustrating and God's not acting fast enough. Have you ever been there? Guilty. Or we just say, too hard. I've tried that. It got hurt too many times. And God's today saying, as sons and daughters, with life in the kingdom, you come back in perfect synchronicity with the Spirit. It is in this place that mature sons and daughters live life in the Spirit.
We hope you've enjoyed this week's message. If you have any questions or would like more information, please contact us at melbournelightschurch.com.au.